Mini Babybel Light. Perfect for when you want to satisfy your cravings without compromising on taste. High in protein and 47% less fat than Mini Babybel Original, Mini Babybel Light is the ultimate snack to add to your new routine in 2023. Start your new year the right way with Mini Babybel Light.
Welcome back to Straight Candid.
Straight Candid. Welcome back.
Holy crap. Did I have coffee or did you?
You did. Guys, it is currently 7 p.m. and Sid is drinking coffee.
I'm sipping on a latte that I handmade myself. Bone apple teeth. I used to be a barista. You know what? The flavors are divine.
Bone apple teeth. I love it. Ooh, sip that.
Tasty. Since you just jumped on, you guys, please go like, subscribe, and rate us. We love you so much. It helps us when you do that. Hurry and do it now, and then come back and listen to us.
Go to Apple Podcast app and give us 5 stars. That takes 10 seconds. If you feel inclined, please write a review. Our last review I did just want to shout out. She titled it Straight Addicted. And I just love that.
Oh, fun.
I recently found this podcast and found it so refreshing, genuine, and real. Sid and Soph are not afraid to dive headfirst into all the topics we are sometimes afraid to discuss out loud, but we are always thinking or wondering about. This podcast definitely makes me feel less alone in my everyday 20s something struggles.
Oh, that was nice.
Thanks, Shaylee. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Shaylee.
But yeah, also along the lines of like rating review, if you haven't yet, go to our YouTube channel, hit that subscribe. Even if you guys like to listen, it does still help us if you subscribe on YouTube.
It does help a lot.
Appreciate it.
You guys, exciting things coming up Friday, this Friday, 9/3. That's September 3rd. We are going to the State Fair.
Yeah. We have a little booth set up by the beer garden. So come stop by and say hi.
What up. Grab a beer legally.
We'll be there around like 4-ish for sure. So stop by. 4 p.m. Friday.
Come say what up. Maybe ask us a question. You might just be mic'd up. Oh my gosh. Did I just say that? You'll find us. We'll have a tarp. It's going to say Straight Candid. Our fellow Jackson.
Okay. What are you most excited for at the State Fair?
I already know. I can tell you. Cheese curds. Duh. From the actual cheese curd stand.
If you could pick one.
Why do you know
you have
things?
To. If you could pick one food item from the State Fair that you like will get no matter what would you get?
Okay, I can't believe I'm saying this and you're going to be like, what the hell? But no. This is because I don't have to go to the toilet after this one in particular.
Wait, it might be the same as mine. It's going to be.
The pulled turkey sandwich.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Literally, it is the best sandwich. Oh my God.
Like, okay, we'll get it Friday.
What are you going to?
Mine is the damn corn on the cob.
Okay.
I could eat that every day for the rest of my life and be content.
That corn is good.
That cob, it's cob. Eating season. Do you know what that means?
No.
Okay, so I have a group of guy friends. This is disgusting.
Oh God, wait, what?
So when they say corn eating season,
what does that mean?
It's known as ass eating season.
Why?
Because corn doesn't digest.
Oh my God. So that's icky.
You know the guys
too. Oh yeah. Okay.
You can already picture
it. I can picture who it is exactly right when you said that.
Let's just say his nickname is Ass Eater.
Ew, that's so gross. Anywho, off to the corn races. No, you guys. Okay, so I was in the grocery store in particular. And I just want to say this comment because it makes sense with what we're talking about today. And it'll kick us right off into what we're doing. But I was looking for a card for our friends. I almost said family friends, like you and I are in family together. Our friends who are getting married. And they're a couple and they're both women. And I was looking for a congratulations card for a wedding. I couldn't find one frickin' card that was LGBTQ. Not one. Mm-hmm. Not one.
You have to like order it online and it's ridiculous.
That's absurd. Like if we're saying how far we are in like accepting and being, you know what I mean? That's absurd.
In this day and age, like we should be able to find a card for a gay marriage.
Literally every single one had like a man hand and a woman hand.
Yeah.
A wedding dress and a tux. I'm like, you guys, what if both of them want to wear a tux? Hello.
Hello, hello.
Oh, I did my grandma thing. My grandma goes, hello.
Your grandma? All I have to say is I listened to last episode with your friend Emma on, which was amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
Sid read the funniest message that her grandma texted her. So if you haven't listened to our last episode, you will not regret it.
You won't regret it. Otherwise, go to TikTok, check it out because and give us a follow because I swear to God, it's worth listening to. And Let me just say, I didn't sleep that night. I was horrified.
Oh my gosh.
Horrified.
But you did give a good little inkling into what we're talking about today. But first, can we go into candid moments?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Kick us off.
You go first this time. Kick us off.
Kick us off.
Do you have a candid moment or do you need me to go first?
I need you to go first because I can't remember what it was. I'm sitting here and I go, oh yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay. So,
what? Oh God, I can already tell what is this going to be.
I just wish I could. I wish I practiced explaining this before we get on the mic. So okay. I'm just going to take a shot in the dark. So
you go, girl.
Bear with me. Okay. So I'm currently seeing someone and I'm going to still keep like, obviously certain details to myself because I want to respect privacy, whatever.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't owe anything to anybody.
You guys know I'm usually open, but I don't know. I'm doing things a little differently this time. Okay. So anyways, I'm seeing this guy and he has a dog.
Okay.
A big old shaggy shedding dog.
One of your favorite things. Yep.
But this is how you know that I actually like the person because, Sid, guess what I did?
What did you do?
I let him bring his dog to my apartment and the dog stayed because he was going to stay over. His dog stayed at my place all night. The shaggy dog.
Who are you?
Right?
Who are you? Do you love dogs now?
Mm-hmm. And then my sister came.
She goes, mm-hmm.
My sister came the next day and slept over because she was visiting and she had an asthma attack in the middle of the night because she was allergic to the hair.
No, she did not.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's horrible.
Okay, but the funny story is, so all of a sudden I'm like, okay, this dog is my apartment. Like I actually do kind of like the dog now. He's kind of cute and I'm not as allergic as I thought, but all of a sudden I'm trying to find this dog a toy to play with.
Okay.
And I can't find anything of this dog to play with. And I'm like, oh, whatever. We get distracted. We're doing something else. And
no.
All of a sudden.
No, I already know what you're going to say.
I look over you guys. And this big old shaggy dog is shaking his head and ripping caramel.
No. Oh, I thought you were gonna say
with his mouth just shaking my stuffed dog named Caramel. And if you do not know who Caramel is or the story behind Caramel,
oh my God,
it is, what episode is it, Jackson? It is
27.
27. And wait, Caramel goes way back.
No,
the dog was playing with my Caramel dog and I'm like, I'm so sorry, he can play with anything but he can, I got like
did you get like a little bit like intense?
Oh, I got crazy psycho. I'm like, he cannot touch Caramel.
Give me that dog. You damn dog. I can see you just being like, that damn dog.
So you guys, yeah,
is Caramel gonna survive?
I think so, but he doesn't look the same.
Oh, it's a he now.
Caramel's always been a he. I look at her like, excuse me, Caramel's always been a he.
I thought it was a girl. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's a he. It's a he.
Okay, poor Caramel. I thought you were going to say he was biting on a vibrator or something because it's rubber.
No.
Oh, scary.
It was Caramel. But yeah, Caramel was my little stuffed dog I had when I was little, and I had my first orgasm on Caramel's head. So
there it is.
It's a pretty sentimental stuffed animal to me.
Poor little Caramel. I feel bad for Caramel.
So that's the story of the dog and my stuffed little childhood.
I can't believe. I'm picturing you with this new person just being like, hey, give me that. That's Caramel. You don't even know who Caramel is. Like, just so intense.
Me trying to be chill and cool and like, you know, the dog's here.
Totally.
Like, I love dogs. Dogs are great.
You're crazy that you don't.
Then all of a sudden, I like freaked the fuck out. It was bad.
I'm picturing, also, your lips look so glossy. Can I have a little bit?
Ooh, yeah. So you might not want to use it.
Why are you laughing? Give it
because
to me.
On Saturday night, I found that on the floor at the Loop and I put it on.
This isn't yours?
Nope.
Why do you? Okay, no. First of all, no. Why but do you have it?
But now that I've used it once, I think it's.
I picked it up off the floor mm-hmm. and you just took it home?
Yep. It's called Too Faced Lip Injection. It looked like it was expensive.
Too Faced is, I feel like, expensive. Why did you bring that home from the Loop? Please don't tell me it was in the bathroom.
No, it was outside in the hallway of the bathroom.
Okay, well, still, either
way. I don't know. I probably shouldn't use it, but you know you're welcome to have it. All right, candid moment, what you got?
Okay, so for the life of me, I can't remember my candid moment from this weekend. I was in Colorado, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Red Rocks, most amazing experience I've ever had.
Amazing.
I honestly, if you put a video camera on me, I would have looked like euphoric. Probably people already thought I was on drugs. I'm not kidding. Like, I was just like, singing the song, throw my hands up in the air. I cannot for the life of me remember my candid moment, and I have one. So by the end of this episode, I swear to you, I'll have it. But I have to say, You and I had a call with Dave Ryan and he told us something and we laughed out loud when he told us and okay. I remember it because I wrote it down.
Okay.
And this was Dave Ryan's candid moment that we were going to share.
Okay. Dave Ryan, if you guys don't know, he's from KDWB. We were recently just on KDWB radio.
Yeah.
So.
He hosts a radio show.
He's
every
kind of
morning.
Like our friend now. Like we just talk with him on the phone all the time.
He says, Cash is cool. I'm like, okay, then Cash is cool, Dave. Dave Ryan not only listened to the OBGYN episode.
Oh yeah.
But he said, he goes, you know, this is him talking. He goes, yeah, no, yeah, I listened to the OBGYN episode. Yeah. And I learned the difference between a vagina and a vulva. And just like straight face says it and just doesn't say anything else. And we're like, okay, that's good.
Think of Dave Ryan's voice when he says that. Just,
okay, we're like, oh, okay, Dave.
Not only did Dave Ryan learn the difference between vaginas and vulvas with Dr. Sarah, but Sid's grandma has now found her G-spot.
That's why it took her so long to text me to tell me that she liked the episode because she was looking for it. I'm going to throw up. Okay. Anywho, you guys, real quick before we jump in the meat of the episode, I want to do something for you. I got to tell you a little something. Bud Light Seltzer launched a limited edition retro summer tie-dye variety pack. And by now, you know it's not limited edition because it's been here all summer. But guess what? It is because it is going out. So if you have not tried it already, you are cranking down the last few minutes, my friend, to try that Bud Light Seltzer. Okay. So real quick, favorite summer memory because we are cranking down to the very last little moments of summer. Do you have something that comes like right to mind like this?
I immediately think of Straight Candid Boat episode.
I know.
Just out on the lake. Also just Fletcher's Maynard's vibe.
I love Maynard's.
Yep.
I didn't go there enough this summer. I'm kind of sad about
Definitely the boat episode because it was just so fun to be with the team and drink the seltzers.
I know. And have it like a theme day. Yeah. It's just fun to have a theme day. The seltzers are so dang good. Since these are limited edition, I'm going to stash a few of these, of course, because I am so bummed they won't be in Total Wine forever. It's just kind of a bummer. But both are available only for a limited time this summer. So hurry it up. Summer's over. You already know that. You can get them delivered right to your door by going to BudLightDelivery.com or pick it up at your local neighborhood grocery store, convenience store, or liquor store. Hurry, you guys. Seriously, if you want to try them, now's the time. So get it. Also, post a story and take us in it because that's how we know what you're up to and what you're drinking. Today, we really thought it would be a good idea to talk about the importance of sexuality.
And the fluidity of it.
Yeah. And how important it is to talk about, you know, the stigmas behind it and what really is going on.
The double standards associated with it.
Everything about it. Like, sexuality is such a vast topic. I'm sure we're going to have to split this up into like 7 episodes. But it was only fair to have in our first 50 episodes, sexuality, talking about it, and just normalizing conversation around it.
And like, letting you guys know too that Sid and I aren't experts in this field. We're not sexologists. I don't even know if that's
not
a term or not. It's just something that I would typically talk to my friends about anyways. So we're just chilling on the couch. We're going to give you our perspective. We're going to share some of our listeners' perspectives because you guys actually wrote in with some really good, perspective and viewpoint too. So
in pieces.
So we'll make sure we kind of dive into what we can today. But
we'll take what we'll grab everything that we can get a hold of today. And if not, we don't get to everything, which we won't, we'll come back and we'll do it again.
Yeah.
I swear to you.
Continue to send thoughts after listening to this with your ideas because this will definitely be a topic in the future.
Oh, for sure.
So I guess I kind of wanted to start with like sexuality double standards because that was one of the questions we asked on our Instagram.
I was hoping you'd say that.
So sexuality double standard consists of judging heterosexual men and women differently.
Heterosexual men. I heard it. I go, wow, that's another one.
See, I'm an expert. Heterosexual men and women differently for the same sexual behavior.
Interesting.
So that's the double standard kind of that I was asking our Instagram followers.
I read the percentages now? Is it appropriate? Because I really, really want to.
Let's read the first one, what people think of the double standard.
Okay.
First.
So we asked people, what comes to mind when you hear sexual double standard?
There was a lot about body count.
What
are your thoughts?
I think it's so unfair that a girl can't have her crazy time. You know, the fact that we have to label it crazy times back and forth is just a little insane. But like, can't have her fun and like creativity with sexuality. Like, what if you want to hook up with a girl? What if you want to hook up with another girl? Okay, now you're interested in guys. And you know what? Last weekend you hooked up with Joe and the next weekend you're hooking up with Jim. I don't give a crap. But here's when it matters is why is it that everyone's like, oh yeah, no, she hooked up with, you know, this guy and the other guy. But then if a guy hooks up with, you know, a one girl's girlfriend and then another girl, the next, nobody even blinks an eye. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, like guys,
especially in college.
Yeah, guys with body count, you know, you're known as like a player or like you're a playboy. Kind of has
you
like
can kind of get it,
and it has like a fun connotation turn to it. When a girl, when they have a high body count, it's a slut, you know. So I
slut
think,
shaming,
slut shaming, and I think yeah, it is a double standard, which everyone probably obviously has heard this double standard before, the body count. Someone also wrote in and said, I love the question. I swear men will have hundreds of head counts when it comes to sex. When I was in my early 20s, I was afraid that like my number would go up above 10. Then after a bad relationship, I would wait months while dating a guy to have sex. And once I did, it was not compatible. Finally, I started giving up on the idea and hooked up with the first few dates. It truly helped me not waste my time. As long as you're having safe, protected sex and getting tested after each partner, you're fine to sleep with as many people as you want. Fuck the standard.
As long as you're being like, smart, boom. Yeah. I love that. I love what she said or he said. I don't know who it was. And it's just like, why do we have to put the pressure on, especially women, to like not go have fun, not let loose? Like, why is that a thing? I don't really understand where it stems from. Obviously, it's like, you know, hundreds of years of us being not in the equal eye of men versus women. But why is it that like guys are cool or they can like get girls if they've like hooked up with a bunch of people? Like, I feel like if this is like talking college more so, because that's when you're like more so dating around and everyone's dating people, you know, if a guy dated a bunch of girls, you knew, it wasn't that big of a deal. But oh my God, if that is, if the girl is the ex-boyfriend of somebody, oh no, we're not, no, we'd never talk to her. Like,
you want to know why I think guys are afraid of girls' body counts?
Why?
Is because I think there's a phobia towards women being sexually expressive. And I think it comes down to men feeling threatened.
Interesting.
Because
take.
We have what they want and they want the control. If you act a certain way, you know, they're like, oh, you're a slut. What hurts even more is when like women then fall under this and call other women sluts. Because honestly, that's just validating what the men want anyways. Yeah. So it's just not, and I'm not like a man hater. I'm not saying a man hater,
no,
but
none
I'm
of us
pro
are.
Man, pro woman. I just think that, it's cause guys feel threatened. Like if we can control our sexual acts, then we're the ones in control.
Feeling sexually powerful.
Yeah.
Interesting. I hadn't thought of it like that, but I can see how that could be the case.
So women, stick together.
Stick together, sisters. Body count does not matter. Let me just tell you that. Body count does not matter. If you're having safe sex, that's okay. If you need to experiment, that is okay. Yeah. Guy, girl, we don't care.
We'll get into guy-girl stuff too, I think. Too,
exactly. We will.
The other double standards people wrote in were sexual acts given but not reciprocated. That was coming from a lot of females about men. So like,
oh,
I'm thinking oral sex when I read that. So like you're expected to give a blowjob and yet they don't think they have to please you.
Like it doesn't have to be equal. Mm-hmm, like you could give them like sexual pleasure orally and then like have sex and then it's it. That's it. And you didn't even like... you didn't orgasm or anything. It was just like kind of for their pleasing.
They're prioritizing their
needs.
Yeah.
That's a neck. Oh, I hate that one.
Some other ones, you have any on there?
Making the first move, like how the guy has to make the first move versus the girl. We've talked about this one a few times, actually, how like we're pushing girls like make the first move, say something.
I love making the first move.
Also,
I think it's so fun.
If this is the, you know, standard that we have right now, be different.
Yeah.
Make the first move. That's makes you stand out. It's badass.
This one was interesting. So a double standard someone wrote in was what's considered cheating. So a girl hooking up with a girl is not considered cheating. But if a guy hooks up with a guy when in a relationship, it's considered cheating.
I thought this one was extremely interesting because I have known people who have like gone to the bar and like, you know, made out with a girl or whatever. Yeah. Oh yeah. We like fooled around or whatever. And they have a boyfriend and you're like, oh, is that, didn't you cheat then? Didn't you cheat? Well, no, I don't like girls. I'm like,
got to set the boundaries.
What? How does that have any, like, that doesn't have anything correlation. Like, you still cheated. Like, think about if a guy went and hooked up with a guy and he came back to you. He's like, yeah, we like kind of fooled around last night. You'd be like, excuse me. Same thing if a girl.
But that's the thing. I'm like, if I did that, I don't know if I would consider it cheating. But if a guy did it, I probably would, which is why it's a double standard.
No, I agree. I'm trying to think of what, it's sad, but I'm literally thinking like, if I made out with a girl, I don't think it's cheating.
Yeah. I mean, did you tell Jordan about us?
I literally looked at you and I go, oh my God, what did we do? Did we get too drunk? I was like, wait, what? Did we? I'm like, oh God.
You'll but never know.
That one, I have to admit, like, I think I get caught in that one a little bit too, mm-hmm. of like, oh, maybe that isn't, you know what I mean? It's not the same thing, but yeah. really it is. It 100% is. And I'm just admitting to that we all have these preconceived notions that have like been baked into our culture for a really long time.
Exactly.
Another one people talked about is masturbation.
Yep.
And how it's like, oh yeah, boys masturbate, whatever, you know, guys mm-hmm. masturbate, it is what it is, you know? And then girls, it's like, oh my God, oh, you are, oh God, you must be a whore. You must be a little bit like freaky mm-hmm. then or something.
Which is why we've tried to talk about masturbation numerous exactly. times. It's because it is normal and—
Completely normal.
Yeah, and we masturbate just as much as men do.
Like, and if you don't think it's normal, listen to the OBGYN episode and she'll mm-hmm. tell you for herself.
Yeah.
By the way, Dr. Sarah has been voted best doctor in Minnesota 6 times. Did you know that?
Did you know she also wants to come back and like do another follow up? And I'm so down for
it. I'm 100% in for that. Yeah.
We're going to talk about that, but okay, cool. Sounds
agreed.
Good.
Agreed.
The last one that listeners wrote in was that men having hair everywhere and women expecting to be shaven and clean and looking like a damn naked mole rat.
I hate shaving all my hair.
I hate it.
Jordan talked to me last night. He goes, well, just go get like laser. I'm like, do you know how many sessions you yeah. have to take to get laser, to get like hairless, like a naked mole rat all the time?
Yeah.
And he actually admitted, he was like, no, trust me, it does not look fun to shave. It does not look fun. We have to shave our legs. Some girls shave their arms, your armpits, and also you don't have to, but like, it's just the standard of whatever.
I don't shave my arms.
No, I don't give a crap.
I don't have any hair. Look at all the hair on mine.
You're kidding me. Yours is blonde. Mine's brown.
Yeah, but you don't have a lot.
Well, it's still brown.
Like, it's just like, do you shave
yours is like clear.
Do you have to shave your big toe?
Yeah, I do.
Same.
Yeah. I admitted that. I actually did it last night.
I get like 3 long big toe hairs. They're just 3, but
I'm so glad that you admitted
like,
that
if
too.
If you forget to shave your big toe,
and then you're like, oh, look at
I'm
that.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I cannot get intimate. Big toe is not shaven.
Stop. I was wearing a sandal the other day and my guy friend was like, oh, I like that sandal. And he was looking at my toe and I knew that I had big toe hair and I was like, thank you. And I kind of like shuffled my foot like to the side, like a few times so that it looked a little blurry maybe.
And then you do your best to try to pluck it out with your fingers and it doesn't work.
This might be a solo for you. No, I'm just kidding. I totally have done it. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yes, we have hair on our toes.
We're women. Okay. And we're human. Yes. I feel like there is a comment that a lot of people had wrote in that is encompassing of this entirety of the sexuality episode. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Everyone is a little gay.
Oh my gosh, I was gonna share that too.
Wait, you were?
Yes.
Oh my God. It just encompasses mm-hmm. everything that we're talking mm-hmm. about.
I love that.
Like sexuality is a mm-hmm. spectrum. We've talked about that before a little bit, but mm-hmm. really it is. Like, you know, you might be very, very minuscule on the low end of the spectrum, but you still might think like the same sex is attractive.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, like that guy looks good mm-hmm. or that girl looks great.
Mm-hmm.
You're not like 0% homosexual. Like we're all on this larger spectrum of just curiosity, and curiosity is not a crime. And it also doesn't make you odd or weird. Mm-hmm. And it also between your friends, it's okay to talk about being sexually curious. Yeah. No one is going to be like, oh, you are. Oh my God. Were you looking at my nipple then? Like, come on. You know, like,
but
why
yet,
is that the stigma?
When you say no one, like it's different, I think with guys.
Oh yeah.
You know, because guys can't openly be like, hey, I'm curious about sucking dick. Like,
yeah, I know.
And then all their guy friends are going to be like, what?
Because growing up, it was cool to make fun of. Like, I remember guys making fun of like, oh my God, that's so gay. Or like, oh yeah, he probably likes mm-hmm. dick or something. Like, that is so sad.
And back to the spectrum, it's difficult because we're so used to having labels and like self-identifying a certain way.
Yep.
But if you're maybe you're 15% into, you know, you feel 15% gay
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and then the other part of you is like, oh no, I'm straight. You're not going to come out as bisexual. You're not going to come out as lesbian. You're not going to come out as straight. But you want to figure out something to self-identify
to
with.
Label. Yeah. Like to quote unquote label yourself as, although you don't need a label, but you're just mm-hmm. like, where do I sit? I feel like I'm a lone wolf mm-hmm. because I'm on this spectrum mm-hmm. and you're not.
No.
If you're sitting there and you're like, I want to make out with a guy, you know, but like I'm dating a girl, like it could go any direction. It's okay. Like,
yeah. Where do you think you fall?
I'm not fully straight. I'm not bi. I wouldn't say I'm bisexual. I'm not I probably thought I was bi-curious maybe like early college or something, yeah. maybe late college. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything. Like, I have never hooked up with a girl. Like, we've all, I mean, some of us have probably, I wanted to say, I always say we all, but as if like everybody does what you yeah. and I have done before. Yeah. Like, no, we, some of us probably have kissed our friend at the bar, whatever, but it didn't spark anything. So I was like, yeah. wow, maybe that just killed it.
Yeah.
But I've seen girls and I'm like, oh wow, they're really attractive. So
yeah, it's difficult. I think
I hold a relationship with a male because I like masculine energy for my significant other. I think yeah. that's the best way to answer it.
I think I've wanted to be bisexual and like wanted to be lesbian, which
just
is
to
so
like try it,
just to try it. And also just because I thought I was curious
mm-hmm.
and yeah, I switched my Hinge to girls. Probably like a couple months ago because I was so over
just to see.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna try, like I'm gonna go on a date with a girl. Yeah. And the thing is I think that emotionally I can't find myself like romantically involved with a female. Yeah. Sexually I think I could,
I think,
which is really weird, but I think it's along the lines of you. So like I would love to, I don't know, maybe hook up with a girl, but I don't think I would romantically be able to date a girl.
I don't know, it's hard to say because it's even like, if I, in a weird way, if you try to like think about like, okay, who could I hook up with? I can't think of anybody.
Oh, I can.
In a weird way.
Yeah.
Oh, I you can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like if I see certain females that I get like a little bit of a masculine energy from, like I have probably three in my head right now that
really?
I probably would. Yeah.
Oh my God. I love that though.
Yeah. But I've never done it.
But
so
never
I don't
done
know.
It, so you don't know. Yeah.
Maybe I would hate it.
But I feel
I
like
no
so many people sit where we're sitting.
Yeah.
Cause then exactly. It's like, when would I have the opportunity to mm-hmm. like make out with a girl and be curious? Like I just don't like mm-hmm. I'm not. And right now I'm fully intimate and attracted to my boyfriend. And it's like, I'm not thinking about women or my curiosity. So yeah. It's just like, yeah, it's a weird, like floaty, mm-hmm. like odd vibes. But it is sad that, even though I'm telling this to you, I don't think I could have this conversation or tell my friends.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, I was thinking about how I was thinking about a girl one time. Like, I don't think I could do it.
And isn't it weird that we can sit on this couch and we can share this side of ourselves,
yeah.
but a guy could not openly, safely admit to this without having any sort of backlash.
And without having to come out almost, it feels uh-huh. like.
And like they're not
why
gay.
Would they need to come out? Yeah.
They're not gay. So we asked the question on our story and it said, if a girl hooks up with a girl, does it make her gay? And a lot of people said no. So this started out with the correct skew. It was, I forget, like yes.
So okay. A girl fooling around with another girl and not being gay.
Yeah, so people obviously were like, no. And then when it was a guy
76% said, yeah, she's not gay. It doesn't matter.
When a guy was fooling around with a guy, a lot of people were like immediately, yes, they're gay. And that's just a great example of the double standard. But at the same time, it's difficult. Like, what do you think? What do you think? Also, Andrew and Jackson are one of you. We're going to get one of your perspectives in just a little bit. So
yeah, if you don't mind, if you're willing
yourself.
To share. No, I don't think... I mean, if you fool around with a guy, I think you're bi. If you're like,
if you're
dating women. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I will say that my perspective has probably changed. Like, I mm-hmm. think back in the day when I was like, we were sheltered, we were going to high school. If like someone was like, you know, hooked up with a guy and they were a male, I thought immediately, they're probably gay. Not like, that I had an opinion on it. I never thought being gay is a poor thing.
But do you
either.
Really think right now your opinion's changed to like, if Jordan were to hook up with you, I can't even say it out loud.
Wait, why?
Because
he's a straight? Yeah.
Is it actually, or is it just ingrained to our mind where it's...
Why would that be ingrained in my mind? I hate that though.
I know, but it is.
I mean, if I found out... Well, I, you know, to be honest, if I found out that Jordan had hooked up with a male and was starting to, you know, he dated me.
I hope he listens to this.
I know he's going to be like, what the heck, Sid? Throw me under the bus. No, he hasn't. But he, I would feel like a little less confident in his, how he feels about me, I think is what it would be. And I love how I'm making it about myself.
Yeah,
what about me? You know, like, I don't know. It's a weird question.
It's such a weird
question.
But it
shouldn't be. Like, mm-hmm. why do we have these stigmas? And even sometimes when you're listening to this, whoever's out there and this is in your ears, ask yourself, like, what do I think and where can I improve and be better? on like how I think of equality. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like we think that we're getting towards the point of equality. We're really not. Like we got a far way to go.
Which is why having these conversations and critically thinking about this stuff and why we think a certain way is so important. Even if what we're saying right now is like kind of going over our heads and we're like all over the place. But it's like a conversation that just needs to be had because it's a step forward.
Should be had. Yeah. Hopefully it'll inspire people to have the conversation too. Would you date a guy who is hooked up with another guy?
Yeah, I would date it. Yeah.
Right. I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm.
I would say, hey, I beat out double the amount of people if you like guys and girls.
Yeah. True. Actually. Right? Yeah. You're like, hey, yeah, I'll take it.
All right. What's your hot take, Jackson? Do you have any hot takes on this issue? If a guy hooks up with a guy, does it make him gay?
I think it makes him gay. Or is there any stigmas behind it that you've heard?
Actually, just any take. Yeah.
Any take at all.
I mean, personally, I don't think it makes him gay if he hooks up with another guy just experimenting. But
exactly.
Just in our society, too, it is viewed as like there's a lot of toxic, you know, like
masculinity.
As far as, yeah, masculinity and everything going around and just throwing out derogatory terms, too. Like all the time you'll hear it, like that's so gay, or even, you know, the F word throwing it out. And
that locker room chat.
Yeah. But like, I don't even like, you know, being a athlete. I hate like that term, too. Like that's not normal, you know, like
that shouldn't be
normal. And it's just I just hate it so much. And, you know, just from a guy's perspective, you know, like it's if someone calls you gay, it's like an insult, you know, like you're seen as like, you know, weak or feminine. And yeah, it just pisses me out all the time. I get fired up about it.
Yeah. It's something we should be passionate about for the people that can stand up for it and be like, actually, no. Mm-hmm. I've had to stand up to my guy friends and be like, that's actually not something you say anymore. Yeah. We're not living in the 1800s, buddy. Yeah. You know what I mean? I respect that opinion.
What the fuck is it to you if someone else likes dating, you know, other guys? Like, okay,
so
what?
How does it affect you?
Yeah, it doesn't. Okay, then you're not going to date him. You're going to go date girls, whatever. So like,
doesn't matter.
Let him be and don't bring him down. Like, you're not better because you like dating women.
Why not better because you're straight? You're not better because you're more on the spectrum this way versus that way.
Why is it that there's a stigma that men are so much more homophobic than women? I wonder, like, why is that? Like,
because men over fetishize and sexualize lesbians
and women in general. I mean, kind of, you know, gets back to the like the porn topic that we'll talk about later on. But yeah, I mean, like, it's like, why is that?
Yeah.
Why?
I think a lot of it too is just the objectification of, you know, the female body and just how it's perceived, you know, it's just as a sexual being.
Literally.
Whereas the male isn't. It's more so like, you know, being a power.
Being a powerhouse, being the moneymaker, being all these things, like a businessman. Mm-hmm. It's like all these norms that are not normal, you know, like we all come in so many shapes and other, and God, it's just.
Thank you, Jackson.
Thank you for that.
Please interrupt
us
whenever you want, by the way.
Okay. Are you going to read something?
Yes. So this is actually one of my girlfriends. I work with her and she just, I just want to read what she wrote because she is bisexual herself and she just worded it perfectly. So
I love that.
She goes, sexuality and how it's viewed between genders is such a huge topic and she discussed it all the time. When she came out as bi, people were either accepting or thought she was doing it for attention, which is also a key point to bring up.
Doing it for attention. Mm-hmm.
When men come out as bi, the immediate response is no, if you like dick, you're 100% gay. Like there's no fluidity with men. I think because lesbian relationships have been fetishized in porn and in our culture in general. While on the other hand, a man being gay is associated with not being masculine. So men being able to have fluidity in their sexual threatens toxic masculinity. Mm. She's like, I could talk for hours about this. I honestly should have her on because she's really cool.
She's got some hot takes. That's for freaking sure. Wow, interesting that men don't have the opportunity to be as gender fluid or sexuality fluid. Like that's not fair.
That's heavy.
It's not fair at all.
Yep. Someone else wrote in and said, my thoughts on this and the question before. Most people are a little bit gay, just like you said. If you're fooling around with someone with the same gender, therefore you are sexually attracted to that person, you are at least a little bit gay technically, but adding the official label just creates a whole lot more pressure. I think the labels around sexuality can be very black and white when in reality, sexuality is fluid. So I was like, the labels are very, very, I think, kind of, highlighted, prioritized. When in reality we shouldn't have to have all the labels.
I think it's interesting that like you put like 9 billion people I guess it's like 8 or 9 billion people on the planet and like we're supposed to all just be like, you know, heterosexual, homosexual, maybe asexual, depending on like how you feel. Like 8 billion people, you're telling me, are like grouped in these three little buckets? Like, people can be all these fluid, beautiful things. I just think it's so interesting. I had a really good thing to say, and it just flew out the little window of my ear.
I have three. You think of that. I have three questions that listeners wrote in that I think we can give our take on. Okay. So kind of straight candid advice questions, you could say. Someone wrote in and said, ways to have proactive conversations about sexuality, especially grandparents of people of that generation. How to get them to understand and respect the meaning of pronouns and bisexuality.
How to have those tough conversations. I read this one too.
Like, think of trying to tell your grandma that everyone's gay. You know, that generation would not understand comment.
What do you mean? My grandma would get really feisty. Yeah,
so.
And if you're sitting here and you're like, well, I'm not gay. And we're like, well, you know, you're probably not, but you're probably you're curious at some point, whether you want to admit it or not. It's about curiosity. Humans are curious beings. And we're fluid. Like, there's no black or white. Like, there just really isn't. Like, we're so much deeper than that. But how would I have that conversation? You know, I've had to have the conversation because of the age of my grandparents, and how I usually do it is, you know, they'll say something more intense, like, you know, well, something about someone being gay, or like how it might be wrong, or how it's like weird or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I go, that actually doesn't really involve you though. Like, that's usually how I do it. I start like lighter. I'm like, mm-hmm. that doesn't really actually involve you. Like, I don't think that's your opinion's needed on what they're doing.
Yeah. Does that affect you, Grandma?
Yeah, that's kind of like does what I say. Like, does it?
And yeah, I mean, stand up for your beliefs. Like, that's the only way we're going to make any change, is stand up for yourself. And I think coming from a place of love, trying to speak to your grandparents about something like that is going to be important. Just kill them with kindness, but also like give them the information that they need.
Yeah. And this, you know, they lived in a different time. And also it's more so talking about extended family, not in specific. Exactly. My grandma, I feel like, yeah. I'm not like, by the way, grandma, if you're listening to this, I'm not pointing you out as like a bad person. She's pretty in the know. She's pretty cray cray. No, I like that question. It's tough, but kill them with kindness, like you said.
Someone else wrote in straight candid question. She goes, do most, this made me laugh.
Okay.
Do most women feel slightly bisexual, or am I actually bisexual?
I read that one.
I was like, I've never related to anything more in my life.
Oh, God.
And honestly, I can't give you an answer because
I don't know.
I'm on the same page.
I'm literally sitting here on the spectrum over here. So, hey-o. Like, but I wouldn't. Yeah, I mean, it just lean into your curiosities. Yeah. That's all the advice I have to say about that.
Like, yeah, lean into it. See
also,
what it feels like.
Don't worry about the label. Yeah. Who cares?
That's the other.
Don't worry about the label.
That's the other good point, is just why you have to define it, right?
Don't worry.
All right. Do you remember what you were going to say?
Oh, well, I had one thing that Emma actually sent. Okay. And it popped up and I was like, okay, this is a good point that we should talk about, just stereotyping in general too. She said the fucking gender wage gap and women sexualized in the workplace just grinds my gears. Mm. Why is it like, this is serious. I don't feel like it's appropriate for me to even wear like a V in my shirt. Like while going to work, or I worry like my pants are too tight, or like I worry, what if like a little tiny crack of my stomach, which it wouldn't, I mean, that's more of a professional thing, like shows, but why?
Yeah.
Like, why is it that I have to worry about people looking at me versus people just keep minding their fucking business? Like, why? I don't even have big boobs. Like, why should my little tiny crack matter? Like, really, seriously. It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Women are very over-sexualized in the workplace.
It's insane.
Which is like, why I hate jobs that have to have like a clothing rule of any sort. I just can't do it.
Can I say a hot take too, by the way? I just thought of this one. I've heard this from other people, like, oh, he's gay. Well, yeah, no, like he was raised by his mom. Like how it's like a stigma too, that like if you had like, you were raised more by your mom than your dad, then you're more likely to be gay. So that's why like people worry about having a father figure in the picture.
Oh my gosh. I actually did not really.
I have heard it through the grapevine, you know, just like over time. I like swear to God, I have like a photographic memory up here. Like everything I hear, it's up there. I'm like this.
Huh. I wish
I can like go dig back like years back. But why would that matter? Your sexuality is your choice.
That's also interesting because they probably just have more feminine traits. Not necessarily that they end up being, you know, gay or of any sort. But for example, like
probably more gentle.
My brother grew up with two sisters versus a guy who grows up with all brothers. There's a different type of masculinity energy that they put out into the world. And totally to be honest, like I love that my brother has an emotional side to him because he, you know, he grew up with girls and understands women a little bit more, but not all guys that grow up with all brothers are like that. But
yeah, but
it's just like an interesting take, because if you grow up with a father figure versus brothers versus sisters,
it's interesting,
sure.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I had another question that somebody wrote in. Is it unattractive? Is it unattractive, from our perspective, for a guy to have a super low or high body count? If so, is there a preferred or normal range?
For a guy. Oh, so this is a good standard for us.
Exactly. It's like testing our standards or our stigmas.
Because I wonder if guys talked about to their guy friends and brag about their body count. Do people do that?
So
not anymore? Okay.
On the other side, I remember asking guy friends, like, does it matter? Like, as before when we were like prepping for our podcast, you know what I mean? I was like, does it matter, girl's body count? And they're like, no, not really.
Talking girls body count?
No,
or
I just,
guys?
I'm saying on the other side.
Oh, okay.
I've just asked men like before and they're like, no, not really. I don't care. I'm like, what if they hooked up with your friend? No, I don't really.
Really?
Yeah. I remember asking people that. For a guy though, from our perspective, what is a good number? Does their body count matter? You know, I hate to say it, but yes, in a way. If it was over an X number, and I'm going to throw a number out there and people are going to be like, why?
I know. And let me guess your number.
What?
100.
I was going to say 100 at first. And then I was like, what the F? That's freaking high in my opinion. In my opinion. In my opinion. It's just my opinion. I would say like 40. 40 and higher is like, holy.
We're just solidifying the stigma.
I know. We're solidifying a stigma, you guys. That's horrible. But
we're being real.
I just... I want to feel like...
But I do kind of agree with you. It's just... It's not
should
even...
Should it be that
it's
way?
It's not even the fact that, like, they... It's not even the fact that, like, the number bothers me.
No,
but
it's not
more,
the number.
It's more of, like, the values associated with why you think you need to sleep with more than 100 people.
And what does mine mean to you then? Yeah. And then I also worry about, are you comparing me to other people?
I also worry about STDs. I worry about
yeah, what
I
are
mean,
you
the
carrying?
Only good thing that comes out of a guy that's seen a lot of vaginas is he's seen a lot of vaginas. And yours looks just like everyone else's.
Oh, sad though. I don't want to be one in a million. Or wait, one of a million. I want to be one in a million. Yeah, for sure. But not one of a million. God dang it. I don't know. I shouldn't even say a number because it's totally your choice and what you want to be doing and what you've needed to do to maybe find yourself or whatever it might be. But it just feels not like sex becomes less special. I guess that's maybe my opinion, you know?
Do you see my eyes right now?
What? Why are they crying?
I don't know.
Are you sad?
I think I just like hit a wall.
Oh, did you? Like crevice. She literally has crevice little eyes that she's looking at me with. It looks like you're like going to say something like really judgmental second. No, I know you wouldn't.
I'm just about to fall asleep on the couch.
Don't fall asleep on me.
I need that coffee.
I had one more interesting take on this episode that had been sent in by a listener that I wanted to make sure that I hit on. Asexual is a thing. Mm.
This is so funny that you bring this up.
Why?
Because one of my friends is dating someone that he thinks is asexual.
Interesting.
And he's like, I kind of don't mind it. There's not like pressure with sex.
Exactly. So I was going to say, how do asexual people act in a relationship? Is this wrong for them to be with someone who is, you know, very sexual, you know? Mm-mm. I don't think it's wrong at all.
I don't either.
If you don't need sex, you don't need sex.
No. And I think you can still please your other partner and they would do it for them versus, you know. And to be honest, I've heard like asexual, you're still romantically and emotionally connected to someone,
right? Yeah, it depends
right?
on what. Well, it's, yeah, yes. You can be depending on the level.
And can asexual people, I'm not very informed on this, but asexual, they still like masturbate, but not because of like a horniness, but because...
More so like I think like it's more of like a relief, but I could just, right? I'm not totally sure about that part, but.
So I don't know.
I think it's fine. I mean, if you're in a relationship with somebody like that doesn't match maybe your sexual needs, that's when you need to question it. But like, just because you don't want to have sex every second is not mean that you're in like wrong in any way. You can do it when you want to feel like you want to do it. I don't know. I just think asexual is something that we never talk about as being a thing. Like we talk about heterosexual and homosexual, but like if someone's not interested in very many people, like let them be. You don't need to label yourself that either. It's okay if you lose interest for a while.
And I think you would just have to find someone that matches your needs. For example, the person that I know that is maybe seeing this asexual, he's never been that interested in sex himself. Like, he enjoys it and he'll do it. And I think that there's people out there for asexual people, and it's not, yeah, there's, you can find people that match you.
You know,
for sure. And it's not, this is another,
you just got so loud for a second.
Sorry.
And it's not,
because I want to end with the sexuality and the spectrum, the fluidity. I forget if someone wrote this or if I heard it, but someone said it's not hurts. Excuse me. I fucked it up. Let me restart.
I was like, and
my eyes are itching.
I know your eyeballs look like you guys, a little crazy.
I have Kleenexes here. My eyes are itching because Sid's fucking cats.
Sorry.
Okay. It's about hearts, not parts.
Oh,
I like that.
I like that. Isn't too. That cute? You know, this is going to be kind of a weird comment, but I do have to say, my friends who are like most sexuality sexually fluid. Why did I,
what do you mean
I was
going to
say just like, they just, sometimes they're hetero, sometimes they're homo, sometimes they're whatever they want to be. They're really the most joyful people. Mm-hmm. Because they feel like they don't need to become a label or label themselves, and they can just kind of float and they just kind of do their thing. Yeah. I have one person in mind and they're like the most beautiful person. Aww. I've ever met. Yeah. So kind. That. But really,
I have a prediction.
What?
I think by 2090, everyone will be sexually fluid.
Oh, interesting. 2090. What year? 20. I always go, what year is it? So you're saying, like, in 70 years or so,
everyone will be fluid. Wouldn't that be cool?
It would be really cool.
Like, oh, I'm dating a girl now, and oh, dating a guy now.
Can I ask you one more hot take on this? Do you think that religion has anything to do with the acceptance of sexuality?
Yeah.
And people's worries about coming out?
100%. And as our generation grows up and becomes maybe a little more spiritual, more agnostic.
Or maybe not so like hard to the book, like verbatim book. Word for word.
And you can still be religious and still be, you know, and still believe in this fluidity stuff for sure. I just think, some people, like my grandma's generation, for example, is very to the book with the Bible, and they believe everything that's said. But this age, people are kind of critically thinking a little bit more about, like, I still like conform to God's values, but I believe this or this. And so, I do think it has something to do with that.
Mm-hmm. I was just curious to see your take on it. Yeah, I know. I totally do. But and to be honest, it's kind of why I moved away from religion, because I had heard some comments made at a church that I went to for a while about the acceptance of people liking a different sex. And my aunt's lesbian. Like, I have a cousin that's gay. Like, I have a cousin who's transgender. Like, I got everything in the book, and I love it. Yeah.
We got to get your cousin on.
I know. They don't live in Minnesota, though, so we'll see. But I just felt really ashamed of my religion at that time. And I know that it wasn't a religion that, like, a lot of people are listening. They're like, I'm religious, and I've never heard of anybody doing that. Well, it's true, and it's out there.
Did you grow up with that religion?
I did. And I'm no longer a part of any religion, but I think it's a beautiful thing that there's different religions and different levels of religion that you can just go find and be a part of, or have always been a part of, and just enjoy. And you don't have to ever worry about like stigmas like that. But there are religions out there that do, you know, think a certain way. So I was just curious. I mean, I'm not knocking it in any way.
Should we do
feel better about your eyeball, by the way?
Yeah, I'm itchy, man. We
your
gotta,
poor eyeball.
We gotta wrap this
okay,
up.
Okay, final thought about this, because then we can wrap up. There is only really sexuality support for the most traditional sexualities. So just support your people and support your friends. Like, imagine if your sexuality was not being fully supported as much as, like, you know, maybe hetero or whatever it may be. Yeah. Like, just really like support each other, maybe ask those critical questions where appropriate. If someone seems bummed or wants to talk about it, you know, invite your friends to say, hey, I accept whatever sexuality that you are, you know, and I'm open to talking about it if you ever want to. So,
and I think this especially goes for men, because that's something that needs to be that toxic masculinity a cycle. I think that's one way to break it, is kind of open up that conversation a little bit more, for sure.
Exactly.
All right. So we move on to Straight Candid Stories.
Let's get into it.
All right. Welcome to Straight Candid Stories, presented by Bud Light Seltzer. Every week, you guys write in and tell us your craziest stories that need to be shared. We reminisce on these crazy candid stories from the past, just as Bud Light Seltzer will have you reminiscing on their new tie-dye variety pack and nostalgic flavors, available now for a limited time. So here we are, sharing your experiences to make mistakes more laughable, moments more relatable, and candidness more common. Okay, speaking of masturbation and the double standard with women, I have a straight candid story. Someone wrote in today.
Okay.
Literally right before we recorded this episode.
Okay.
She goes, it's really short and sweet, but I thought it was a good one to share.
I'm excited.
Straight candid moment this weekend. I went out Friday night for a few drinks and must have been feeling frisky when I got home. Woke up Saturday morning to my vibrator dead inside of me.
Wait, what?
I guess I will never know if I passed out because I was so satisfied or so drunk. Love the podcast.
She woke up in the morning and it was in there?
Just in her vagina.
Oh, Jesus. She had a fun night when she got home all by herself.
Just dead vibrator.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. She was probably tuned up.
I know.
Probably got a little excited when she got home. She said, hey, I'm going to quick do a little thing and then fell asleep.
There's a lot of worse things that could have happened.
Oh,
so
a lot of worse things.
I'm glad
things.
You went with the vibrator instead of some person from the bar.
Oh, my God. Okay. I have an advice question, and it is about a relationship, because we answered a lot of advice and like different opinions on sexuality as a whole. But this one, I feel like kind of still ties in. So have you guys ever dealt with sexting in a relationship? Example, figuring out that your boyfriend has been sexting other women while in a long distance relationship. Wondering if you guys have talked about this on any episodes or if you could talk about it, because I'm feeling crushed. We are celebrating 2 years of dating in early August and have been having to do long distance relationships since March of last year. Sometimes only seeing each other every 3 months. Just found out he's been using Bumble to talk to other women and sex. I'm so heartbroken. I don't even know where to go from here. I love him so much, but to me that is cheating.
Yeah.
That is exactly what cheating is, actually. Of course it's cheating. Because
actually, yes, that is cheating.
Like if you don't think that's cheating, my word. I mean, she's saying she does, but I'm saying like, no shit.
Yeah.
And oh, this is the stuff that makes my stomach hurt, because mm-hmm. she's like aching and hurting and she's still in love and she has to be the one to let go because of somebody else's actions. Do you get what I'm saying?
And it's hard because she probably wants to forgive him really bad. But
so
that's
bad.
Something that, you know, if you stay with that person, it's going to be that constant cycle of like, do I trust him? Should I look at his phone? Should I? And that is the goddamn worst feeling
it's
ever.
It's the worst feeling in the world.
I hate it.
Literally. And just, oh God, she goes, where do I go from here? Because you're in love. I would say ask this person, first of all, like tell them that you know. Tell them what you know and ask them why. Why are you not fulfilled? Like, what is it that you're missing? If it's the reason, you know, like we're long distance and I can't do this.
And don't let him blame it on you.
If it's long distance, I can't do this. Then say you should have ended this much further before you were able to cheat. And if you're able to cheat, you don't love me as much as I love you. And therefore we are over. And here is the biggest piece of advice I want you to take away from this, because I have not taken my own advice in the past. Cut it off. Cut it the hell off. I promise you, the person will crawl right back when they realize that they don't have you as their, you know, person and their crutch anymore. I promise you.
But the only,
and you got to stay strong.
The only way that they come crawling back is if you are actually moved on, which by then you're not going to want them back anyways.
Yeah, that's true. But it sometimes though, like, especially with people who are like, I feel like cheating and they don't have that control, because they're in control when they're cheating. Like, you know what I mean? They've got you under their little spell kind of, and they're seeing other people. Like when you say, no, you know what? I'm done. I'm not going to like be disrespectful. Oh my God, disrespected and take that. They're like, oh wait, what do you mean? What? No, like, and then it goes into like denial mode, and then it's like, no, I love you. I felt sad that you were gone far away from me. Suck it up.
Suck it up.
That's all I have to say.
Suck it up.
Oh, you guys.
Wowzers.
Continue writing in, asking advice pieces, asking and telling us straight candid moments. You guys are freaking hilarious. And we're also here to help. That's the whole point of this podcast.
Also, if you're on YouTube, look at my eye right now.
She's been rubbing
everyone it. DM Sid on her personal account. Personal account, not straight candid, and say, Sid, you have to keep the cats out of the recording studio for Sophie.
You know, you complain about the cats every episode, just FYI.
Well, my eye. I'm just sorry. Making sure people
bring
know.
Bring a Claritin.
People know.
Bring a Claritin. Okay, real quick. Bud Light Seltzer still launched their limited edition retro tie-dye pack. And you know I told you about this before. And you still got time. So go get that dang retro pack before summer's over, because I swear to God, you're going to miss out on it. And then go listen to our episode on the boat and tell me you loved him. Okay. I have to say my favorite memory from summer, if it's not the boat episode, it's about to be the state fair.
And I'm going to get a Bud Light Seltzer there, okay? Because I'm not really big into beer. So booyah with a booyah, all right? Summer Ice is my favorite flavor, if you care. So let me know if you like it. DM me or something. I don't know. Both are available only for a limited time this summer. So hurry, you guys. You can get them delivered right to your door by going to budlight.com/delivery or picking up at your local grocery store, neighborhood, or convenience store, liquor store, wherever you can get them. Also, try their ices out because they're bomb.com. Guess what? We'll see you next week.
Next week.
Bye.
I was going to say, Andrew, do not take a picture of me right now.
Her eyeball.
We did it.
Two in one. Okay.